Well, hello, guys. This is a red alert for all males everywhere, especially the ones that have any money. You may have noticed a great upsurge in sexual assault charges brought by femons, because obviously men have gone crazy all over the place and started attacking women willy-nilly. And you believe that, I got some land on the moon you want to buy? Of course, it used to be femons used to get men to marry them, wait a little while, and then take them to divorce court and get his money and his house. But men aren't marrying so much anymore, are they? They're getting wise. And men are protecting their wallets. Of course, some of these cases may even be true, but not that many. It's just another way to scam the man to get his money. Because generally, that's what it's all about. They want a settlement. And if they can destroy the man's life at the same time, even better. Tiger Woods' girlfriend says that he tried to bribe her for sexual favors for rent, as if Tiger Woods needs to do that. Tiger Woods is a successful person. He has lots of money. Guess where the women around him are? They're all around him. That's what attracts femons. And for those of you guys out there with a bit of money, be careful. Of course, not all femons are like that, but a great majority are, and all of them can be like that. If a femon accuses a man, he's not actually presumed innocent anymore. He has to prove his innocence, because he's already guilty. Just take a look in the last quite a few years. All the men that are accused of this always had money. You don't see Joe Blow down the factory getting accused of it, do you? Sexual assault does happen, of course. But is it a pandemic like they try to tell you it is? And why does every time it gets solved by money? Remember, guys, generally femons are not after you, they're after your money. Now go have some Romeo and ale and chill out. Take it easy.